calling me a liar?
I didn't call you a liar, Ralston. I just said you have a hard time getting those wagons to Montana before the winter sets in.
And I'm saying I'll do it. I'll have those pilgrims in their new homes by Christmas, by Godfrey. And if you say I can't do it, then you're calling me a liar.
Jamie watched in the bar mirror as Ralston leaned over the table and made his point by jabbing a blunt finger against his fellow drinker's chest.
Yeah.
That man swatted Ralston's hand away impatiently, and Ralston seized on that as an excuse to start the trouble he obviously wanted to.
Hold it! Who in the tarnation are you?
Did I hear you say that you're taking that wagon train to Montana?
That's right. What business is it of yours?
You're the wagon master?
Damn right I am. Jeb Ralston, finest wagon master on the frontier.
A slender man stepped inside the saloon quickly. He wore a black suit and hat and a collarless white shirt and a pair of spectacles perched on his nose.
Look, I'm not trying to pick a fight, but it's too late in the year to be starting out of Montana from here. You won't make it before winter, and you don't want to be up there on the plains when the northers start sweeping down from Canada.
How do you know so much about it?
Because I've been there myself. I nearly died in a few of those blizzards.
This doesn't concern you, old man. You'd better shut up and go back to your beer.
If you start to Montana now, you'll be risking the lives of every one of those pilgrims.
They paid me to do the job, and by Godfrey, I'm gonna do it.
Then they made a bad mistake by hiring a drunken fool like you.
Ralston's face flushed darker. His eyes widened with outrage. He charged Jamie. Jamie stepped aside and used the man's own momentum to heave him up, bend over the bar.
You just picked him up and threw him.
Yeah, sorry about all the damage. I'll pay for it.
Jamie was aware that the room was completely silent as he took out his poke and counted 5 double eagles onto the bar.
When that fella wakes up, somebody ought to try to talk some sense into him about starting a Montana this late in the year. If he won't listen to reason, somebody needs to warn those pilgrims he plans to lead them right into trouble.
Ooh, nobody talks sense to Jeb Ralston, mister. He has his own ideas, and he's not shy about using his fists to defend them.
Well, it backfired on him this time, didn't it?
Look out!
Jamie whirled around and saw Ralston, who had regained his senses, climb to the top of the bar. Unable to get out of the way in time, Ralston's weight slammed into Jamie's left shoulder. Jamie stayed on his feet, though. He planted his left hand in the middle of Ralston's chest and shoved him back a step. With enough room, Jamie swung a right-hand punch that landed on Ralston's jaw. Jamie grabbed hold of Ralston and pulled him in closer. He got his arms around Ralston's waist and swung him into the air. Ralston's leg was twisted in an odd, unnatural angle. Something white stuck out through a bloody rip in his trousers. Jamie realized it was the jagged end of a bone. He had broken the wagon master's leg.
Holy cow! Look at Ralston's leg! Somebody better fetch a doctor!
Jamie noticed the fella who'd come into the Belle Royale just as the fight was starting. The man edged forward to stare at Ralston's unconscious form. His eyes were big with horror behind the spectacles he wore.
What's the matter, mister? Ain't you never seen somebody with a busted leg before?
Yes, but that's a piece of bone sticking out. Oh, Lord.
Let me set you up with a real drink, Mr.
It's McAllister. Jamie Ian McAllister. And I'm obliged, but what I'd really like is a good meal. Where's the best place to eat in this town?
Oh, Herbert's Steakhouse, 3 blocks up and 1 to the right. It's mighty good. Tell him Clancy sent you. That's me.
I'll do that.
As Jamie stepped out onto the boardwalk in front of the saloon, movement to his left caught his attention. He stopped and turned that way, his right hand going to the Colt on his hip. His fingers closed around the gun's grips, but he didn't draw it. The bespectacled man who had run out of the saloon a few minutes earlier stood there. His face was pale and drawn, and he looked scared.
Please, Mr. McAllister, don't shoot me.
Take it easy, mister. I'm not in the habit of going around shooting people unless they shoot at me first.
That's good to know. I mean you no harm, Mr. McAllister.
How do you know me by name? You ran out of there before I said what it was.
I listened from the door. Well, after my digestion settled down, from the way people in there were acting, they seemed to recognize your name.
You don't?
No, I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't.
Nothing to be sorry about. I don't know your name either.
Oh, that's right. It's Moses. Moses Danzig.
Pleasure to meet you, Mr. Danzig.
Obviously, you're some sort of frontiersman.
Some sort, yeah.
Would you happen to be looking for work?
Not really, but what did you have in mind?
I'm traveling with a wagon train that's supposed to pull out tomorrow. We're going to have to find a new wagon master and guide. Somebody broke the leg of the one we had.